Mi nombre es Alberto Mijares Pérez. Pues no, no, no vine a pasar.
I came here not to visit, trabajar, but to live here and to work and provide for my family. We come from an area that was hard to do that, so I wanted to provide better for them and for them to have a better life.
Mejores condiciones de vida. Pues sí.
So yes, I accomplished what I wanted for my family, and talking about water, water is essential for life.
Yo nací en una comunidad muy pobre,
so I was born in a very poor area, in a faraway ranch or farm place, and the very close to some mountains, and we didn't have water. That was a dry area. I remember growing up and being a young child, getting water from a well. It was a large well that would collect the water from the rain. But it wasn't just the water for humans. It was for the cattle. It was for the cows. It was for the goats, for the wild animals as well, for everybody. And I remember this water being kind of coffee-like. It was kind of like milky water. So we were drinking that way, the way it was, and we didn't have the knowledge nor the filtering systems to filter that water, so just that's what we drank. So yes, we would get sick, and we had like ulcers that were white in your arms and your face, and still happens now. So even with areas, those ranches that they are, those farm areas of the cattle areas, that they have access to a pump with a motor, and they go farther down and they get the water from the aquifers. The issue is that they're drying out, and whatever is left, because it's very salty water. And that type of water is because it's collecting all the minerals and the salts and everything from the earth. So it could be zinc, copper, arsenic, and all those things in the water. So even though they have access to the water, they are getting sick as well. And this is not good. It just goes into your kidneys and your lungs and everywhere. And it's not good for humans.
Que han surgido por los altos niveles de contaminación de la atmósfera.
On top of it, we have the climate change and the impact we're having with the pollution in the atmosphere that is messing up everything. And we have also the water that is being polluted with plastics, and we see the animals eating the plastics. So we have to be very, very careful of what we do with the water and the environment. So if we don't take care of this situation and the water, this is going to have the worst repercussions in us. This is our life. This is for a future, for the world, for us humans, and we have to step up and do something.
Lo primero que yo estoy haciendo es hacer mi parte que a mí me corresponde.
So I do my part by taking care of the water. For one, when I, for instance, I take a shower, I just don't waste water doing that. And then I educate my family to do the same. Don't waste water when you take a bath and you use water. When we clean, same thing. Just use the right amount of water. And then being careful around the house that the pipes are working properly and there's no leaks and water being wasted that way.
Para que no haya tuberías rotas, pipas que estén tirando el agua desordenadamente. No vivir encerrados en este ambiente de no saber qué está pasando en otros lugares del mundo.
We have to take care of what we have, because we have to be mindful that we shouldn't be just thinking of ourselves and our community, but thinking of the world and other people in other parts of the world that they don't have access to water.